Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we are now going to shift gears and take time to talk some NBA, specifically in the Eastern Conference with the Toronto Raptors, who are so happy to be back home after a disappointing 2-4 road trip that cost them dearly, in fact, the Eastern Conference lead. But fortunately, that is behind them as they have completed the longest road trip of the season. It is a true pleasure to have with us tonight at YSR on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. That is the Toronto Raptors television play-by-play announcer, Matt Devlin. Good evening, Matt. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Well, thank you for having me. Great to be with you.
Oh, so many questions that I want to get into, but let's take time to recap for our listeners. The Toronto Raptors, they got off to such a hot start. They shot up the Eastern Conference and had a very impressive month of December. But throughout the course of an NBA season, you know this, you have to manage and muscle through injuries, and losing DeMar DeRozan certainly has tested the strength and the fortitude of this team. Just, you know, Matt, give us a sense of where the Raptors are at this point, because we are quickly approaching the midpoint of the season.
Yeah, we are. You know, I think, you know, one of the things that they have proven is that they're a resilient group. It's difficult, as anybody knows, you know, to manage an NBA schedule when you don't have an all-star on your roster. You know, with DeMar DeRozan being, you know, the all-star from a season ago on the Raptors roster, and certainly Kyle Lowry last year was deserving of it and was not voted in but or picked to go to the All-Star game. And so for DeMar DeRozan not to be a part of the Raptors, you know, lineup for 18 games, and for the Raptors during that stretch, even coming back from the West Coast, to be 11-7 without him, you know, says a lot about the depth of this team. It says a lot about Kyle Lowry and what he's been able to put on his shoulders, and also speaks to, you know, the bench that they have and the emerging players, and Jonas Valanciunas, who's just 22 years of age, as well as Terrence Ross, who's 23 years of age, and what they're capable of doing. And, you know, so without DeMar, you know, one of the things that happens, the game, you know, quickens a little bit, the pace picks up a little bit, and, you know, that affects ultimately their defense. And that's one of the things that, you know, certainly came about, you know, against Golden State as well as Phoenix. The 10 games prior to that, they had limited their opponent to 44% shooting, 43-44% shooting, and then those final two games of that West Coast trip, they shot better than 50% from the field. But once DeMar DeRozan is back, and the fact that they, you know, here they are with, you know, just a couple of games out of first place in the Eastern Conference, I think it speaks to how resilient this group is.
How is DeMar progressing? I mean, what is the timetable? I know that there was a lot of talk that he would have been back for Thursday night's game, but because he is such a critical piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's, you know, he's got a tremendous amount of determination and willpower, and he is, you know, certainly been someone that, you know, continues to improve his game, you know, to the point that last year he was an all-star. So, you know, at this stage, you know, there hasn't ever been a timetable, you know, put on his return, other than, you know, there was, you know, obviously speculation he'd return Thursday. And speaking to DeMar, you know, he wants it during this six-game homestand. You know, the Raptors, after, you know, going out west, you know, to the west for five games there, you know, they return home for a six-game homestand. So he's really eyeing, you know, the return, you know, during this six-game homestand. And, you know, prior to this injury, he had never had any sort of sustained injuries. I mean, he had missed a total of 11 games in his entire career. So he's been extremely durable throughout his career, and it's been, you know, tough for him to sit on the sidelines and watch. But it's also important that the Raptors have been able to grow, you know, without him, because I think they'll be stronger for it when he returns.
Well, DeRozan, it really does speak to his durability, and you can understand why perhaps he has been cautious in his return.
Well, I think that, you know, as far as his return, they want to make sure that, you know, he's 100%. And I think also the fact that the team is playing well without him, you know, well enough, obviously, to be, you know, over 500 without him, that it allows him to take the necessary time and energy and precaution that needs to be taken in order for him to come back and be successful.
Well, you're listening to the voice of Matt Devlin, the Toronto Raptors television play-by-play voice right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And so with the absence of DeRozan, who has been that one key person that has stepped in and filled that massive gap? Because you're talking about missing 19 points per night.
Yeah, well, it's been Kyle Lowry for sure. I mean, there's really been, and John Wall's put up some really good numbers, but there really hasn't been, and as has Jeff Teague for that matter, but there really hasn't been a point guard in the East that has played at the level of Kyle Lowry. Kyle on the road overall in 17 games on the road averages better than 25 points a night, averages more than 7 assists a night. I mean, he takes on all comers and does a tremendous job. His minutes are up, his shots are up, because he understands that, you know, he has to do that in the absence of DeMar DeRozan. And, you know, he's somebody that, you know, on this West Coast trip over the five games averaged better than 24 points, nearly 8 assists, had better than 2 steals, shot 39%, nearly 40% from 3, shot 46% from the field, and has really been the guy that has taken his game to the next level. And what a lot of people don't realize is that a season ago, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson were the number one scoring backcourt duo in the NBA. Number two was Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. And so without DeMar, you know, Kyle's game has stepped up. We've also seen more of Terrence Ross as he's moved from the small forward over to the shooting guard. He's had, you know, some games that have been extremely productive. More minutes, obviously, for Lou Williams coming off the bench, as well as Gravis Vasquez, and the Raptors do have a tremendous amount of depth in the backcourt.
Let's hit some more on the play and production of Kyle Lowry, who was named Player of the Month in the Eastern Conference in, what, the month of, was it December?
Yes.
I mean, how surprised are you that he's not getting more votes in next month's All-Star game?
Well, he has just surpassed Kyrie Irving for third overall, and I think that until I think voting ends on January 19th, if I'm not mistaken, I could see him make a push for second. He's about 100,000 votes away from second overall. I think there's no question that whether the fans vote him in, you know, whoever the Eastern Conference coach is, I would imagine that they would, you know, tend to go with him, because he's just been an integral part of what the Raptors, you know, have done. And so I'm not that surprised. And part of it is because if you look at, you know, the Eastern Conference, you know, who would have at this stage have said Atlanta's, you know, sitting atop the East, or Toronto is sitting, you know, atop the East as they did for 2 months, and here they are in second place. And you know, some of the other teams that had higher expectations, you know, clearly, you know, right now, you know, scuffling a little bit. But it's a long season, as we know. And, you know, for Kyle, he's just been a true pro game in and game out, and is certainly deserving of headed to New York for the All-Star game.
More NBA talk coming your way at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we will be rejoined with Matt Devlin of the Toronto Raptors right after this.